Report: Donald Trump's team sets to bury Kamala Harris in ads. By Hannah Knudsen on August 12, 2024. A PAC supporting former President Donald Trump is set to bury Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, in campaign ads, according to a report. MAGA Incorporated reportedly announced the $100 million ad campaign on Monday, which will go until Labor Day in several key swing states. Those include Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. According to Politico, according to the person familiar with the group's plans, a constellation of outside groups connected with MAGA Incorporated have raised $120 million since the start of the Republican National Convention on July 15, over half of which was raised by the Super PAC. The group's biggest donor through May has been Timothy Mellon, a reclusive transportation company executive who has contributed $76.5 million. The Super PAC has raised $318 million in total since its founding in 2022. According to the report, the ads will drive home that Harris is a soft-on-crime radical who is too dangerous for the White House. If true, that theme coincides with a video series that the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee, RNC, released, which Breitbart News exclusively detailed. The ad series responds to a video from the Harris campaign in which she claims that Democrats choose freedom. When Kamala Harris says freedom, she means for freedom for criminal illegal aliens. The Republican ad series concludes, as it responds to Harris's remark, "We choose freedom, with freedom for who?" In each video, hitting on freedom for criminals, violent felons, and terrorists. One video reviewed by Breitbart News shows Harris discussing her support of starting from scratch on U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and stating that she is in favor of not labeling illegal border crossers as criminals. The video highlights the horrific murder of Lachlan Riley and the illegal immigrant accused of murdering her as the Chiron asks, "Freedom for who?" Another video in the series showcases Harris's support of freedom for criminals, featuring the former senator touting her goals of reimagining public safety. "It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking. To think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street," Harris said in the ad, calling to look at these police budgets and figure out whether it reflects the right priorities. Notably, MAGA Incorporated has had several staffers who have since gone on to work on Trump's direct campaign, including Trump campaign spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt, pollster Tony Fabrizio, and, now, former Trump aide Taylor Buddewich. The news comes as Trump continues to slam Harris's record. "Kamala Harris is strong, for years, on open borders, no fracking, defund the police, and more. Let's see her flip-flop on those little lifelong policies of hers," Trump wrote on Truth Social, adding, "a completely fraudulent campaign." Related, Karina Jean-Pierre can't explain why Biden, Harris never backed no tax on tips before.